Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. If you're loving what you're hearing on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, go out and tell two friends today. Show them how easy it is to subscribe to the show. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is available on more than 20 different platforms. And wherever you listen to podcasts, you're sure to find the show. Go spread the love around. Why keep all this goodness to yourself? On today's show, we're talking about how a $40 tool can save you thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars in energy costs. As real estate investors, we often spend the bulk of our time and energy in the relatively sanitized environment of the office and spreadsheets. Your buildings are literally throwing money out the window. Energy costs are a primary line item in your expenses for any investment property. Now, some of you might be thinking that the cost of heating and cooling is being paid for by the tenants and not something you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about the budget for your tenants. Your focus as an investor should be on the bottom line for your property, not getting caught up in the weeds of what your tenants' finances are. But there's a flaw in that thinking. In fact, there's two. The first flaw is that most rental properties have common elements, whose expenses are the responsibility of the property owner. These are things like the hallways and the stairwells. There's amenities like the fitness center and the party room. Then there's the leasing office and the maintenance areas of the property. All of these areas, where you're probably throwing energy out the window, are worth paying close attention to. The energy efficiency of a building requires attention to detail. Even if you put R70 insulation in the attic cavity and R30 in the walls, your building could still be performing poorly. You've got hundreds of openings in your building around windows and doors that are leaking energy. Now, you could go out and hire an energy consultant who will come to your property with thousands of dollars of high-priced thermal imaging equipment, and they will show you exactly where you're losing energy from your building. That's certainly one option. You need to know where your building is losing energy. That means creating a map of where the building is leaking. Now, you don't need 5 decimal points of precision in those measurements. Any maintenance person can literally walk through your property with a $40 infrared thermometer and map out those areas around openings where you're losing energy. Tightening up a building is an exercise in attacking the low-hanging fruit first, and then reassessing. The first wave of fixes can be done with a can of spray foam and by replacing seals on exterior doors. Window casings can also be replaced and repaired easily and inexpensively if you need to get behind the casing to make more extensive repair. Sealing leaks around window casings with caulking is a $3 item. You're looking for the most noticeable changes in temperature when making a measurement. It's the change in temperature that matters the most, not the absolute temperature. You could also decide to help your tenants with their energy costs as well. For a $15 can of spray foam and a couple hours' work, you could save your tenants hundreds of dollars a year in energy cost. This will go a long way towards building goodwill with your tenants and retaining them over the longer term. The other area where landlords spend a lot of money is on water. This is an area where savings can be substantial. Leaks are the number one cause of excessive water use, and toilets are the number one culprit. By adding smart water meters for flow detection, it's possible to detect that you have a leaky toilet. For example, if your water system is continually drawing water, even when you expect people to be asleep, then chances are you've got a leak. There should be some point in time where the baseline flow drops to zero, even in a large complex. If you want to individually meter or submeter your units, that can make an even bigger difference. Changing shower heads to the low-flow shower heads will also make a difference in water consumption. It reduces the amount of hot water consumed, which also saves energy. And finally, these smart meters, they also can limit the impact of a failure. For example, they can detect when a leak occurs and send an automated alert to maintenance. Smart water meters can clamp onto an existing water main without requiring a plumber, and they cost no more than about $350. When you consider that a single leaking toilet can cost you far more than that in just water, it's hard to imagine why you would not install something like this. These are simple things that any investor can do as part of your annual maintenance budget. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.